Introducing Elvis Presley.
Built around the fiery personality of Elvis Presley.
Here is an Elvis Presley you've never seen before.
It's Elvis on a love campaign.
It's Elvis, Hawaiian style.
And Elvis takes both sides.
Elvis rocking and socking on the waterfront.
Elvis brings you the vacation of your life.
A different kind of man, Elvis Presley.
It's a new Elvis, one you've never seen before.
Viva Elvis, Viva and Margaret.
Now he crowns his meteoric rise to fame with a fiery burst of dramatic power.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Starring Elvis Presley podcast. I'm Sheena.
And I'm Savannah.
And today we are covering Live a Little, Love a Little. This is Elvis's 28th movie.
Wow.
We are getting so close to the end.
I know, sad.
I know. We have two more to go after this, and then we're probably going to cover the documentaries, including the new Searcher documentary that's coming
Absolutely.
Out. We'll need to discuss that at length as well. And we may include a few TV specials if you're good.
Yeah. We'll see how we're feeling.
Yeah. So we have a lot of information on this movie for you. We're going to even squash a couple of rumors that I've heard over the years. Actually, as I tell people, oh, this is what we're covering in the podcast, they're like, oh, but did you know? And I'm like, No, that's not true. Or, yes, that is true. Whatever. So we'll get to that in a minute. But first of all, Savannah, did you like it?
I really liked it.
I did too.
We both looked at each other once we had got done watching the movie. And we're like, I liked it.
Yeah.
I really, really liked it, you know?
Yeah.
I thought it was really good. Dare I say, a cute little movie. It was cute. And I think it was even more than a cute little movie. I mean, it actually had a substantial plot. And I'll go ahead and tell you that plot. So if you haven't seen the movie, so Elvis plays a guy named Greg Nolan. He's a photographer. He has rent that he needs to pay. He's looking for a job. So he ends up getting two jobs, not telling the other employer that he's working for the other one. So
right.
He's kind of juggling that. But the subplot is that, of course, there's a love interest. He meets this absolutely gorgeous woman who she calls herself Bernice. Then he comes to find out Bernice has multiple personalities and identities.
Yeah.
Not really crazy, just, you know, some other guy calls her this and some other guy calls her that. And
she's different people to different people.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And she kind of always says, well, I feel like being Bernice today and I feel like being this person the next
right.
day. So he's kind of chasing after her, trying to figure it out. They end up falling for each other and, of course, run off into the sunset together.
Spoiler alert.
As they should. But it was really, really good. I enjoyed it. There were a couple very interesting, very 60s, 70s sequences.
Very
such
60s,
as the
yes.
kind of psychedelic dog dance.
Yeah, there's an
thing.
Odd moment kind of early in the film where you see, because the Bernice, we'll call her Bernice out of all the other nicknames she has a dog named Albert, and there's a moment where Elvis falls asleep, and there's this weird dance montage with Elvis and a person dressed as Albert. It's a little weird, but then he sings a really good song.
Yeah.
So you kind of end up getting a good song out of what starts out to be a really odd psychedelic sequence.
Yeah, very psychedelic. It was odd, but I even wrote down blue suit OMG because I thought he looked absolutely phenomenal. What a wonderful costume. But yeah, that part was a little odd at first, but then you're like, okay, I can roll with this.
Yeah, yeah.
Just pretend like you're in the 70s. And I thought that the dog provided really great comedic relief.
Yeah,
I
definitely.
Thought he was so cute, so funny. I loved Elvis interacting with him. And why don't we bust our first myth about Mr. Albert?
Yeah, he is, you know, if you ever say, we're watching Live a Little, Love a Little, or if you say, oh, I like that Elvis movie, whatever, a lot of people will tell you, even people who worked here at Graceland told me, they're like, well, that was Elvis's dog. That was Brutus. And Brutus is not Albert. I hate to tell you. We actually checked with Priscilla herself. This comes straight from the Graceland archives. And they said that it was not their dog. It was a professionally trained dog that was working with Elvis. He was hired for the film. So this was not Brutus.
Yep. Sorry, yeah. Guys.
Sorry.
Still
hate to
a
burst
cute
that
dog,
bubble.
Though.
Very cute. And very well behaved. He did a very good
job. He did. Good
is there job. Is there an Oscar for dogs? There should be.
No, I don't think so. I think they just get treats.
Well, true. But yeah, so this was, I thought, a really fun movie. And of course, we get the song A Little Less Conversation out of this movie, which is
Loved
a huge
it.
Elvis hit. And we'll talk about more about that song in a minute, but mm-hmm. that's always a big highlight for this
I know,
movie
when I heard
well.
That, I was like, oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I think we give it 2 thumbs up.
Yeah, definitely. I thought it was good. It was fun to watch. I smiled and laughed multiple times. And at the very end, the little scene with Albert where he kind of growls or, you know.
I thought that was cute.
So, so cute. So, yeah, I loved it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people love to knock on Elvis's movies that come in the mid and late 60s. And I get that. There are some movies that, no, they're not as good as maybe the earlier movies like King Creole. But this is definitely a fun movie that gives you the giggles. And yep. it's, you know, Elvis looks great. He sounds great. There's some great songs in this. I couldn't help but be entertained.
He looks like he has fun, and not every movie has to compete with the one before or the one before that, you know.
That's
sometimes
true.
You got to take it as face value and just kick back and enjoy it. And
yeah.
You know.
And it's a little silly in places, but I don't know. I enjoyed it. I think sometimes movies today may be a little too serious. And,
yeah.
And sometimes I just want a dog that is clearly being trained to act silly.
I want a psychedelic dog moment sometimes. Yeah. Okay? Suspend disbelief a little bit.
Yeah, just a little.
And I love the relationship between Bernice and Elvis, who plays Greg. I thought it was so playful, so cute.
It was very playful.
She was drop-dead gorgeous.
Yes.
The little shower scene. I know that sounds steamy, but they were separate, but the little shower scene, you know, I thought that was super cute, and when they finally came together, I thought that was just, it was really heartwarming, actually. Like, yeah. I believed them, and I just thought their acting was really good.
Yeah, and I will say this, too. You mentioned the shower scene, like, oh, it's something dirty. There were a few more adult-themed jokes
there
in
were.
This. It didn't seem quite so G-rated. I don't know that I would even give it a PG rating.
Right.
But or PG-13, but, I mean, I think to me it was maybe a PG-rated movie, but the jokes were a little more adult than what you would have heard in, say, yeah. Clambake or something like that.
Yeah. Which could be a sign of the times of, you know, as we progress more into a modern day, things get a little bit looser. But again, it wasn't any cursing or anything.
No, and not really, you know, Elvis was never, of course, he had very strong morals and values. It's not like
it was more innuendos or
filthy. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So really, and it was cute. It was something that as an adult you could kind of laugh at and giggle.
Definitely. Definitely.
It was definitely a giggle movie. So.
Yes, lots of giggles. All right, well, we have a ton of trivia.
All right,
so
let's get to
do we
it.
Want to hear it? Okay. So much trivia, so just buckle up because we have a lot of trivia. But like I said, a lot of it is stuff maybe you've heard before, and maybe we're squashing some rumors here. So March 4th, 1968. Elvis reports to MGM to begin pre-production for the movie, and it actually was based on a novel called Kiss My Firm But Pliant Lips by Dan Greenberg, and they were thinking about using that name, but they did not. Some other titles that they were thinking of going with were Bumblebee, Oh Bumblebee, and Born
what?
Rich. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know. Those didn't pan out. Live a Little, Love a Little, I think it works.
Yes.
It was written, as I said, by Dan Greenberg, and then writer, director, and producer Michael A. Hoey was also involved. He helped adapt the novel into a screenplay. He did not direct this movie. This movie was directed by Norman Taurog, who has directed 9 Elvis movies. This was not only his last Elvis movie to film, but it was his last movie at all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But anyway, back to Michael A. Hoey. He was born in London. He came to the U.S. as a child. He was the son of character actor Dennis Hoey, and he grew up around Hollywood movie studios, and he also worked with Norman on several Elvis movies like Tickle Me, Spin Out, Stay Away Joe, and of course, Live a Little, Love a Little. He received 2 Emmy nominations for his work on the TV show Fame, and he also produced several Emmy award shows, so we got someone who is super talented behind the scenes. Also, we have musical conductor and writer Billy Strange. Elvis recorded the soundtrack at Western Recorders March 7th, 1968. If you notice, we're kind of on the 50th anniversary of the making of this movie, really, at the time that we're recording, because it's April 2018.
Right.
Strange's method of using written charts was actually kind of foreign to Elvis. Elvis was much more casual when it came to recording, so it was a little different for Elvis, but of course, they made it work. And they began filming the movie on March 13th, 1968. They recorded on the Pacific Coast Highway near Malibu in Marineland, the Hollywood Citizen News Building, the Los Angeles Music Center, and the streets of Hollywood Hills. So if you've ever been been to California, you've probably noticed some of these places before.
Right.
And we were talking actually before we started recording that Elvis's love interest here, Bernice, who's also known as Betty and Susie and Alice, she is Michelle Carey. And you were mentioning that she was in El Dorado with John Wayne.
John Wayne. I am a John Wayne fan, so I thought that was really, really cool.
Yeah. I love how all of these classic movies, you know, they all kind of interweave together, and you have people working on the same things, which right. I think is really cool. And yeah, so we also mentioned it a minute ago, but yes, Brutus is not Albert. Albert is not Brutus. There are a couple of other actors in this movie that you've probably seen somewhere else. In the movie, Elvis plays Greg, the photographer. He's working for two very different employers. They are played by Don Porter and Rudy Valley. Don Porter, he stars as Mike. He began his career in the 40s on stage and in films, but you probably know him best as Ann Southern's boss on both Private Secretary and the Ann Southern Show, as well as playing Sally Field's father in Gidget, the TV show.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then, of course, Rudy Valley. I feel like everyone knows that name.
Yeah.
He is Penlow in the movie. He's naturally a popular singer and band leader in the 20s and 30s before becoming known for his trademark of singing through a megaphone. He became a actor on stage, screen, and TV. He often played comedic roles, and his career spanned more than 60 years.
Wow.
So hats off to him. I know. And, of course, I think a lot of people know Dick Sargent. He was Harry Baby in the movie. He was born Richard Cox, the son of an actress and business manager. He had roles in a number of movie and TV series. I mean, I think I can think of several things I've seen him in. Most notably, he was one of the Darrens from Bewitched. He did replace Dick York for that. But actually, it was Sargent who was first offered that role to begin with anyway. Yeah. So he ended up in it. He had already been under contract for something else, so he's unable to take that role. And then he had a bit part in Elvis's very first movie, Love Me Tender.
Aw.
Yeah. It all comes back around.
It does.
Georgia-born Sterling Holloway stars as the milkman in this movie. He actually began his career in silent films, and then he went on to be the voice of many animated movie characters. You probably know him best as Winnie the Pooh.
Really?
Yeah.
So cute.
I'm telling you, there's so many cool people who work on these Elvis movies.
Sure they jumped at the chance.
I know, yeah. And don't you think, too, Elvis being like, I want to work with these really cool people,
right.
too. Eddie Hodges plays the delivery boy Woodrow, I thought he was really charming in this mm-hmm. movie. You've also, maybe you saw him. If you went to some Broadway shows, he was in The Music Man and Critics' Choice. He also appeared in movies and television. He had several hit records in the 60s. Outside of a guest appearance on Law and Order in 96, he gave up performing in 1969 to become a rehab counselor in his home state of Mississippi. So he's also a Mississippi boy, just like Elvis. We love those Mississippi boys.
Yes.
Okay, and then someone else who went on to work for Elvis later in 68 was Susan Henning. She dressed up as a mermaid in one of Greg's photo sessions.
Right.
If you remember the mermaid. Yeah, I thought that was a really fun little costume. She actually dated Elvis a little.
Uh-oh.
And then she appears in the bordello scene in the 68 special. She's the blonde in the pink dress, and he sings Let Yourself Go to her.
Aw.
Yeah. So, you know, it's all coming together.
It is.
All right. We still have more trivia, y'all. Just hang on. during the making of this movie, it was actually right around this time of year, because we just shared this recently as a bit of Elvis history on the Graceland Beat new show on Sirius XM Elvis Radio. During the making of this movie, Elvis bought a Lincoln, and he had purchased it in Memphis, but he wanted it in California. So his dad, Vernon, drives the Lincoln out to California for him, which is a very nice gesture. But while he's there, Vernon gets a small non-speaking role in this movie. there's a scene where Elvis's character, Greg, is shooting a picture of a man sitting in an ornate chair at a table, and that man is Vernon Presley.
I love it.
Very cool. And actress Celeste Yarnall, she had a role in this movie as the model that Greg dates. She's got a really cool story. She's originally from California. She had a very successful career in movies and television. She acted with many stars like Paul Newman, Jack Lemmon, Jerry Lewis, Melanie Griffith, and of course, Elvis.
Yeah.
She's also owned her own real estate business. She has managed screenwriters. She has bred and shown champion cats.
Wow.
And she has a PhD in nutrition. She has written several books on animal nutrition, and she still works in commercials and lectures on nutrition. She's appeared at several guests at she's been in a guest at several Elvis Weeks. I know we had her fairly recently. Elvis sings to Celeste A Little Less Conversation in the movie, and that was written by Mac Davis and Billy Strange. We have them to thank for that wonderful song. He also he recorded another version in June of 68 that was supposed to be used in the 68 special. It was not used in the special, though. But in 2002, RCA, BMG, and EPE, that's us, granted a license to Nike to use it in their televised World Cup soccer-related promotions in Europe. And for the commercial, there's a Dutch producer, JXL, who produced the remix. It's the first Elvis remix ever authorized by the record company and EPE. The Nike promo started airing and the remix caught fire. I think we all know this remix, mm-hmm. and we all love it. The single release had not been planned, but due to public demand, they had to rush release the single in June 2002.
How cool.
It topped singles airplay and sales charts in the UK and other territories and topped Billboard's singles sales charts in the US. It has since become the theme song for the TV series Las Vegas.
I love it.
So cool. That I'm pretty sure, too. Don't we have awards over in Elvis the Entertainer for that remix?
I believe so.
It's incredible to see the amount of awards the man has.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He keeps getting them.
He keeps getting them. Yes, he does. We just added a few more a couple of weeks ago. It's incredible. Last little bit of trivia here. Principal photography for Live a Little, Love a Little ended May 1st. So, as I said, we're smack in the middle of this 60th anniversary of the making of this movie. And if you know the date, May 1st, 1968, you'll also know that was Elvis and Priscilla's first wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
The film opened nationwide October 23rd, later that year. And while Elvis was making this movie, this is something that we all just had a commemoration for here in Memphis. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated here in Memphis on April 4th, 1968. And Elvis, who really looked up to Dr. King, he took the news very hard. He was known actually to commit famous speeches to memory, and he would often quote them, and he often quoted "I Have a Dream." Like, he had a record of it, and Elvis memorized it, and he would quote it. And just 2 months later in June, while he was working on the 1968 TV special, he was talking about the loss of the Kennedy brothers and Dr. King to the show's producer, Steve Bender. And Bender was so moved by these comments that he said, you know, people need to know how Elvis feels about this.
Absolutely.
And that is, long story short, how we came up with the song If I Can Dream, of course, which talks about where all my brothers walk hand in hand.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's how we come up with that song. If you want to know more about If I Can Dream, we have a blog about it up on the Graceland blog. It's a couple of weeks old by now, but it's still accurate, obviously. So you can go check that out. So that was also something that was going on while Elvis was making this movie. He had some very heavy thoughts on his mind as well.
Right. Yeah, If I Can Dream is one of my top five favorite Elvis songs.
Mine too. And that performance.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of my favorite performances.
You feel what he was feeling behind that.
Yes.
You know?
It's really phenomenal. It's incredible. And, you know, I think people watch maybe some of these Elvis movies that are a little silly, and you think, okay, Elvis was a silly guy, but no, he really wasn't.
He was a very passionate, analytical, intelligent person.
Yes, very much
very
so.
Very much.
Do we want to hear from the fans now?
Oh, I definitely want to hear from the fans.
It's funny. I'm always interested to see what Elvis fans have to say about these movies that, like I said, are from the mid-60s, late-60s, because, man, some fans love them and some fans hate them. It's interesting. But we actually had a lot of really great comments about this movie.
Good.
Jake on Twitter said he loved Edge of Reality. That's your sort of psychedelic.
Edge of Reality.
It's such a fun movie, yeah. And then the line, "Hey, lady, is this your horse?"
Yeah, that's funny.
I like that, too. He was talking about Albert, with who
he's a big old dog.
He just about looks like a horse. Edge of Reality was another another favorite for Brad on Twitter. Judith on Facebook, actually, I'm including a negative review. She said this was not her favorite Elvis movie, which we understand that.
And that is okay.
Yeah. Bill,
we still love the man.
Yes, we do. Bill on Facebook, he said he actually loved Albert talking to Elvis and their interactions. Yes, it's so cute. But yeah, so we got some good feedback.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was great. So we're going to talk about what's next?
Yes, what's next is Charo.
Charo! So we're excited about that one.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
It's our last Elvis Western.
I know. Sad.
I wish Elvis would have made so many more Westerns.
He was made to be in a cowboy hat.
I enjoy him making Westerns.
Yeah, I love the Westerns too, and they were so popular back then.
They were,
The John Wayne kind of era.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of things going on here at Graceland.
Oh my gosh.
Why we have a slight delay in the podcast. Sorry, guys. Pretty much my fault. We're very, very busy in special events right now. But, we just want to give you a few reminders about all the wonderful things coming up. Don't forget about Kids Camp. Elvis Week is posted, so we've got the tickets for sale, all of the wonderful things we have planned. And we're super, super excited to have Lisa Marie Presley here. I mean, that's going to be a huge honor.
Right.
Huge, huge honor. We're very, very excited to have her here, and hopefully you guys will get to meet and greet with her. Tickets are still available, but of course, selling out quick. So be sure to go to our website. Miss Sheena worked very diligently to get that out to you guys.
Yes, I did. Many hours,
yes,
actually.
So go to Graceland.com, start planning your trip here. For the guest house, for Elvis Week, get the tickets while you can because it's definitely going to be one to remember. And of course, I'm extremely excited about this. Sheena had the pleasure of seeing it over at the guest house. I was out of town. so sad. But, we did a preview viewing of The Searcher, which is kind of like the Elvis documentary that's coming out on HBO. Sheena has saw it, and I'm sure she'll talk about that in just a second. But it is premiering for the public this Saturday, April 14th. If you don't have HBO, feel free to get it or find a friend. That's yes. What I'm going to do. I'm doing my research today, actually, to figure out how I can get it. So be sure to watch that. That is something that was, I think, produced by Priscilla. I know Priscilla was involved.
She was an executive producer, as was Jerry Schilling.
Right. So it's something that's credible, and, I'm extremely excited. Sheena actually texted me and said, this is your Super Bowl. So
it really is.
And I need to have tissues, I've heard, so I'm going to be probably crying on my floor by the end of it. And if you're coming to Graceland soon, I actually just did a walkthrough today, and I saw that in Elvis the Entertainer, they are showing clips from The Searcher.
Oh, cool.
In the little theater room. So that's something it's just so exciting to have something new.
Yes.
For Elvis. We, like with this podcast, we're looking back, we're appreciating the past, but to be able to say 40 years later, hey guys, don't forget to look on HBO because there's a brand new documentary.
Right.
It's just humbling. It's honoring. And as an Elvis fan, I'm just thankful.
Yeah, I think that's the really cool thing. Before the screening that we had here at the guest house, Priscilla told the audience, if you love Elvis, if you respect Elvis, you're going to leave here loving him and respecting him even more. And I cannot stress to you how true that is.
Yeah.
I mean, working here and sort of living in the Elvis world, I think you take for granted almost what all he did, because maybe you're focused on 68 Special, or you're focused on the early years, or you're focused on movies. But then you put it all together and you realize how much he accomplished
in such a short period of time.
It's mind-blowing. And you realize what a hard worker this man was.
Right.
And I think this goes back to why I wanted to do this podcast to begin with is, people can make fun of the movies and say that they hurt his career, yada, yada, whatever. It's still work. The man put in the time and the effort.
Right.
They're worth talking about.
And still brought in millions. Because it's Elvis Aaron Presley.
They did. Right. So, yeah, it's a really moving, really wonderfully made documentary that really tells the story of Elvis the artist.
Right.
Because above all else, I think he was an artist. I've seen a lot of fans who say, maybe they don't believe in it or they don't think it's going to be that great. I understand. You know, we're all big Elvis fans, and we all want Elvis to be treated.
We're all protective of the man, you know, the man, the artist. But let's all come together on Saturday, show our support, and, you know, watch this and so have good. Our Super Bowl, yes. you know. So before I cry.
It's wonderful.
Before I start crying, thinking about all the good things, you know, we just want to thank you for tagging along with us. We're excited to keep on going. Really excited to get into the documentaries and the concert series. So, and of course, you know, we will be talking about The Searchers. So when you watch it this Saturday, take your notes, dry your tears, and we'll talk about it in a couple weeks or so, okay?
Yeah, and be sure to listen to us wherever you can find us. I know we got on Spotify, so you can hear us now on Spotify. And if you're on iTunes or anywhere else that lets you rate and review, please do that and give us a nice, lovely review so we can, you know, that helps us be found by other Elvis fans is what I'm trying to say. So if you do that, that helps other Elvis fans find us. So we would appreciate that very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And we'll see you back next week with Charo.
All right. Bye, guys.